You're never on when I get on. I get on at 10, and you're not there. 9, you're not there. I'm going backwards, yes. And you're still not there, even when I think backwards. Where are you, Scott? I miss you. I want more fruit.
Geek tested. Nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Radio at its finest. And then there's us. Extra Life Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to what you've all been waiting for since last Tuesday, the Extra Life Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Johnson. Welcome to the program. We have lots to talk about today. We also have a very special guest. But before we get to all of that, let's get some business out of the way. I want to thank Jamie Lewis for that little new bumper I played there during the music. He offered those up for free, and I really appreciate it. If you guys are interested in using his voice on your podcast, kind of like how we use Scott Fletcher on ours. More about that later. You can go to hirethisvoice.com. Thanks for that, Jamie. Also, thanks to mindonthenet.com for hosting myextralife.com. And you can go check out myextralife.com. And there you'll find the thrice-a-week comic, the blog, the show archives, everything that has to do with anything can be found there by your average human being with internet skills. So good luck on that. Also, a very special, heartfelt, explosive thanks to the audience. Without you guys, we would be nothing. So we appreciate all you do to participate in the program, all the stuff you send in, all the emails, and just generally listening and subscribing to the show. If you're new to the program, good luck. You're going to need it. So let's get on with the show, because we have tons to talk about, and I don't want to beat around the bush, the proverbial bush, too long. We have our regular crowd here today, and let's start with them before we get to our special guest. With us from Studio M80, Brian Dunaway.
Hi.
Are you there?
Not my full name.
Good man.
On the internet.
Oh, on the internet. His name is Phlebas Flasbat. No, I don't know. Couldn't think of a name. From the Wang of America and from a website I still don't remember, Andrew. Andrew, how are things?
Things are very good.
That's good for me to hear. We also have from coming in from way down south, our good buddy Obsidian from Colombia. Obsidian, how are you? From Commission.
I've been meaning to ask you.
What?
I've been meaning to ask you, Scott. Are you Santa Claus?
What the crap? I failed to mention Obsidian
it's
is
because
from.
Because you bring me so many good things.
That's right. He is from commissioncomic.com. If you haven't checked out his daily webcomic, do so, because you'll be happier than if you didn't. Now that we've got that out of the way. For months and months, you've heard the Extra Life Radio podcast introduced by a very special voice, really the voice of podcasting. Scott Fletcher is in the building, is in the hizzy. Scott, go ahead and introduce yourself. How are things?
They're fine.
Good.
I just unloaded the youngest child off onto mom, who has given me the evil eyes. What is so doggone important?
Yeah, what?
So I'm glad to have shut the door and closed out the world and pretend with you.
Raising these kids is a pain in the butt. Is someone on the phone? Oh, no. Tell them I'm in the middle of a show, and I'll call them back. All right.
Don't you love how life happens?
Yeah, pain
that's
in
my,
the butt.
That's my boss. So this is how radio goes, guys. Live to hard drive, we don't stop for nothing. Not even some stupid phone call from my boss. So it's all good.
Tomorrow, Scott's working at a Winn-Dixie.
This is true. You and the grocery
Service
store.
Service just went down.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, anyway, welcome all and everyone to the show. We've been excited to have Scott on for a while because I just think a lot of him. And he's got his great show, which is PodCheck Weekly. Or no, it's not weekly anymore. PodCheck Review.
.com. Yeah, thank you.
And tell us how that show's going. It's one that I always look forward to. And I know it isn't as frequent as it used to be, but I think it's still a fan favorite. Do you you enjoy doing that show?
No. I hate it now. I wish you fans would just leave me alone.
Back off. Get out of my yard.
No, it's good.
You
got to
appreciate
really,
honesty.
it's really going well. And subscribership keeps climbing, 10, 15, 20 a week.
Yeah.
Which is really nice because I only do a show about once a month, and everyone's really been patient with me.
Yeah.
And I actually expected to get a show out a couple days ago, but the holidays and you know, work and,
sure,
you know, that war injury. And
sure. And you knew this was coming. So you knew you had a chance to just really shine with our 5 to 8 listeners, our demographic of these 5
that's right.
pasty white
males.
Yeah,
I understand you can actually use the plural form now.
Exactly. Well, we're extremely happy to have you on the show, and we have
occasionally.
Yes. Now you do. Just to give you a little background, and I know you probably hate this, but you do some professional radio work, stuff outside the podcasting world. Do you want to tell us about any of that? Is that something that you think our listeners would dig on?
You know, it's. I do a little bit of stuff on the side. I have a real day job. I happen to be a senior programmer, architect kind of guy.
All right.
So, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about stuff at work, like, you know, growing up, getting out of the swamp, eating hamburgers.
Oh, man.
You know, stuff like that. But at night, you know, I do some stuff on the side and earn some extra Christmas cash, and, you know, I do some voice work.
Well, so that's great.
The rest of it's really boring. You know, phone systems, I do some voiceovers for people who do podcasts.
Yeah.
Occasionally we'll do some sort of radio gig, but
Well, I got to ask you this question. When I approached you about doing some intro work for Extra Life Radio, you were obviously gracious to do it, and we've loved having that. People love it. But my question is, at the time, you hadn't listened to the show, and what actually got you to listen to the Extra Life Radio? And how did that all go down? Because figured this guy.
Like, you've just put him on the spot for no reason, Scott. It was
well, I have insider.
No, it's the great secret of podcast promotion. You play someone's clip in their show, and then you say, "Hey, I just played your clip in my show," and then they come listen to your show to listen to themselves talk.
Yeah, I see.
And then, you know, if your show is good, they stick around. If it's not, gosh, I wish he hadn't played my clip in his show.
Well, I'm glad you stuck around, and we appreciate the mention that we got in your last PodCheck week, or I keep saying weekly, because I've been there since the beginning. I got to shut up about that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I meant every other word that I said.
Oh, Scott's going to write it all down and go, wait a minute, he just insulted us.
Indeed. Love is in the air, indeed. Well, that's awesome. Well, now that we have all of that out of the way, because I know it's just boring to talk about oneself, and I hate putting people in that position.
I love doing it.
Yeah, but you love to do it, don't
this
you?
This is true. We have a lot to talk about today. Now, I didn't collect any emails that were had anything to do with anything except for this whole movie sequel thing, sequels we want to see. That's kind of the topic of the day. And before I go on, I should say, someone has just entered the room.
Uh-oh. He's not playing poker tonight?
No.
I was playing poker earlier, but I got out of it.
Your voice is leaving.
Hey, it's the other guy.
I just haven't spoken. It's the other guy.
Woohoo!
That one, you know that one guy?
Yeah, that one guy. Mark, this is Scott Fletcher. Scott Fletcher, this is Mark.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Hi.
I've heard your voice plenty of times.
Yes.
So.
In fact, Mark has...
Well, that was warm.
Yeah. Yeah, don't feel bad, Scott. That's the other guy. He's kind of bitter sometimes.
I'm the inconsequential guy.
Yeah, he's the fifth wheel. He's the sixth beetle. He's the...
Beetle? I'm now relegated to sixth?
Yeah, who was Nancy Wilson? What band were they in? What was that called?
Heart?
Yeah, no, not Heart. Was it Heart?
Yeah, Nancy Wilson. Yeah.
Then you're the third.
Wilson?
Then you're hurt. The third heart.
I'm
is what
the
I was
third
getting
heart.
At. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Can we get a little more obscure? Just a little bit.
Barracuda. Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, that's our big topic of the show: sequels to movies we'd like to see. Now, before we go on, we have the ultimate sequel.
For a minute there, I thought the topic was Mark.
No, we pulled it around.
It should be 24/7, but no.
No. But we pulled it around. We're all good. If you asked Obsidian today, let's do it. Obsidian, what film, in your opinion, should have a sequel more than any other?
Well, Scott, I'm glad you asked, because... as I understand, there's actually going to be a sequel to the greatest movie of all time, the movie that shows us what sports will be like in the future.
All right, so I'm taking future it. Sport. It's future sport. Very nice. Now, I happen to know, I have it on what's the word I'm looking for?
Authority.
Authority, thank you.
Cabbages? Oh,
there's Brian.
And there's Andrew.
I have it on good cabbage that Future Sport 2 is actually in the works, and I have a trailer to prove it.
Oh, geez.
We'll see you guys on the other side of this. This is good times, so check this out.
In a world
where the future needed a sport. In a world where the sports of the past just didn't cut it. In a world where men and women everywhere long for a future-like sport. One man whose acting career has spanned the entire spectrum of modern entertainment will rise up to the challenge. You loved him in Gentleman 2, Danger on the Mountain. You cried with him in Miracle Beach. You thrilled at his performance in Charlie and the Talking Buzzard. Now, watch him take on the future in a very sporting way. Future Sport 2. The Sport of the Future. Again. Coming to a theater near you.
Rated R for implied rectal examination, hot future chicks, and gratuitous use of a wash-up actor.
I am so stoked to see that.
That has to be co-starring Troy McClure. It just totally read like a Troy McClure movie.
That was awesome.
Troy McClure would talk like this.
That was great. That was probably, quite possibly, one of the single coolest things to grace this show. And so we have to admit, Dean Cain has zero to do with this project yet. We're trying to entice him. But that's Scott Fletcher's work, so you guys can you can revel in that a little bit. I've had a few people say you should put that on the feed as a regular item, so I probably will. So Scott, I apologize in advance.
Oh,
we're really going to push that baby out.
There, oh, so. Scott's going to get a cease and desist from Dean Cain's lawyer, just like we have.
He can afford a lawyer.
I'll have you know, but we never cease and we never desist.
I'll have you know that not once did we mention his name.
No,
in that.
That's right.
That's true.
Nope.
Yep. You almost forget that you didn't hear his voice, but we all knew because in our hearts he's the man.
We all love him.
Yes, we do.
What else does he have to do?
Exactly. Now, my guess is they'll never make a Future Sport sequel. Because
not unless they can get Snipes to sign on.
Yeah, and I don't think he's in the mood. And certainly Dean Cain would sign on. He'd say, oh, sure, I'm not doing nothing.
A project? All right.
Oh, he's like, Future Sport 2? Well, I was going to clean out those begonias, but why not?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell is a begonia? Is that a flower?
You don't know what a begonia is? It's a flower.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh. I apologize. I'm not begonia? Much of a... I'm not that, much that, of a
that's no, southern, that's a, southern
that's
speak
a
for begonia.
No, not a begonia. The begonia.
A pagoda? Just add water, baby.
No, I did not.
Is he still alive, that guy?
Yeah, I think he is.
Would it matter?
Would it matter?
All that
he's
matters,
a vampire like Dick Clark.
All that matters is Dick Clark is a vampire, but that's a total like offshoot story, but I saw him when they were dropping his balls or whatever.
They were dropping his balls.
Okay, I have a story to tell about that. Now, I realize this is a family show, but let me just tell you a funny story. On New Year's Eve, we're at the neighbor's house. Have I already told you guys this on the air? Maybe I have.
No.
Okay. I'm at the neighbor's house, and it's almost midnight, and a bunch of people are in the other room, and the TV's going, and they're getting ready to do their thing. And so I yelled in the other room, totally not meaning to yell it this way, but I yelled, "Hurry up, everyone. Dick Clark's balls are dropping." And so everybody ran in, and it was good times for all. So anyway, okay, well, let's get back to the topic, because we do like to go off topic, and that's fine, because that's part of our mantra.
Not on this show.
Yeah, it's our MO.
Yeah, we're usually locked in on a topic without a problem.
Yeah, we never get off. Before we get to the main topic, though, let's go through a couple of quick things. Nick did finally claim his prize. Yeah, he should have already done. So that'll be mailing out to him this week. So thanks, Nick, for finally getting hold of me. I guess he was on vacation and couldn't get to email or whatever. So no big deal there. Brian, we have some news, don't we? What's going on? Tell us what's going on with Studio M80.
Yes. Oh, well, we got a Extra Life radio store up now.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Shirts. Now, right now, there's only a sticker up there, correct?
Stickers, that's right. But we're going to try to pound out a shirt design here like tonight or tomorrow.
Very soon.
But you can go ahead and visit the website at elr.studiom80.com.
That's Studio M80 like the firecracker, right?
That's right. Like a quarter stick of dynamite.
No, like Studio M80, the bath toy.
Come on, think. Think quick. Where's the punchline?
Hurry.
You ran out of ideas there, Andrew.
Dig deep in the Andrew bag of retarded jokes.
Now I understand that even though this is like on the interweb,
yeah,
that it's not going to be available in Colombia for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not even real time down there. They're just barely getting the first version of Yahoo down there.
Oh, not for another 20 years.
They're running Netscape 2.
Yeah, they got Mosaic. Oh. Little Mosaic at BBS,
look,
really.
Yeah, look at these bulletin boards we got. This is pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, he's looking at it going, have you seen this World Wide Web everyone's talking about? I don't have to pay for my BBS. He's awfully quiet. Did we kill him? Where'd he go?
He's letting you have your fun.
All right.
Oh, I'm here.
He's enjoying the ride. Okay.
Not for long. Yeah. Click.
I just let you have your fun, Santa.
Oh, okay. Well, good boy. But yeah, let's quickly
get
that.
Did you know, Scott, that what? I am physically incapable of burping?
What?
What are you, a bird?
What the crap? Are you serious? You can't
Aren't
burp?
Aren't vegetarians?
I could make you burp.
Yeah.
Well, eat some meat. You know how most people can burp on command?
Yeah. I can't, but I can't do that, not on command.
Nope, I can't do it either.
Even with soda pop?
I'll puke it.
Soda pop, that's one thing, but yeah.
What if someone was to strike you in the head with a brick?
So Scott just took a swig of soda.
I did, I got a Coke back. It's actually not a Coke, it's
a Big K Cola.
Big K Cola from Walmart.
Walmart
or Kmart?
I don't know, I can't remember who makes Big K.
Oh, it says right here, ingredients.
It has to be Kmart.
Liquefied fecal matter. So I can't wait for that to go through the old system. Anyway, so it's elr.studiom80.com. That'll be the store. Go check it out. Buy a sticker. They're only a dollar while they last. Sure. So that's that. Also, just a quick note that Andrew and I started a new podcast at the end of the week called The Instance.
We did?
World of Warcraft Players. Yeah, that was me and you.
Really?
Yeah, check it out. It's our sister cast. Go to you can go check it out at instance.pod.
That is so nice to know.
Instance.wordpress.com. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Don't want to cross promote too much. And lastly, we're going to do a quick giveaway, okay? At the 16-minute mark. Boy, we got to hurry.
We're getting some more toys. Is it true?
We don't have our new toys yet. But for today, I'm giving away an Extra Life print of the on mydrawings.com. If you look at the second to last entry, which is it's called the Yellow Men. Do you guys see that there?
You did another Yellow Man?
Yeah. You haven't seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
Slacker piece of crap.
I've been busy.
All right.
Scott did a series of drawings in high school called the Yellow Men, which they were just a series of little guys wearing yellow shirts doing completely nothing, just standing in interesting landscapes.
Very surreal, very strange.
Very surreal. They were really cool. So he's resurrected the Yellow Men. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. So someone can get an 8x10 gloss, not glossy, kind of matte finish print, limited print for free. If they can answer the following question. What show did Scott Fletcher first introduce? What Extra Life radio show did Scott Fletcher first introduce? I will take the first crap line caller, 206-203-CRAP, who gets that right.
Was it Michael J. Fox?
Yep. You always think that's the answer.
Well, usually he Parkinson's? Is the answer.
It's because he loves
it. Oh, see, that's...
Oh, boy. That was low.
Oh, right. Did you know that...
I think that Dean Cain could kick Michael J. Fox. Oh, man.
We're all we got on you. One tonight.
No, wait a minute. Dean Cain's a cannibal?
You know,
is that what you're
I
saying?
I think I just ratcheted my tongue back there.
All right. Dean Cain is cannibalistic. We had no idea.
All those Colombians think
he's one of the forsaken.
Yeah, in Miracle Beach, I thought he was looking at people funny, but anyway.
Extras kept disappearing from
I should mention in Scott's reading, those were all actual movies he's been in. Of course, Obsidian knew that.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Oh, I checked out IMDb.
Yeah, you confirmed it.
I have to.
Yeah,
have
don't
to
look stupid.
That.
No. That'll make you look stupid.
Yeah, you don't want to look dumb. Careful. Don't want to look dumb by associating with us. Anyway, so get that in. You'll get this free print. Happy days. Let's move on to our big fat topic. I'm going to tell you real quick one that, well, we got a phone call. Let's listen to this phone call real quick. This came from Adam, and here's what he has to say.
Hey, Scott, this is Adam. You're talking about sequels, and the one sequel that I would love to see done is Buckaroo Banzai versus the World Crime League. If you remember at the end of the movie of Buckaroo Banzai in the Eighth Dimension, they showed that movie was coming soon, but that was 20 years ago, and it's never come, and I'm a 30-year-old fanboy who wishes it would. Talk to you later.
All right, so Adam wants to see the promised, I guess it's a promised sequel to Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah, at the end of Buckaroo Banzai, which is one of, in fact, that was one on my list that deserves a sequel there. Yeah. it tells you, you know, see the continuing adventures in Buckaroo Banzai versus the World Crime League, and never happened.
Yeah. So why is that? What's the deal?
It only made $10 million.
Yeah, the original movie made like no money at
only
all.
Only like $5.
I've never seen that show. I've heard a lot of people talk about it,
really?
But I've never seen it.
Scott, have you seen it? You're a child of the 80s. You've seen that show.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Jeff Goldblum. And
yeah.
Yeah,
Jeff Goldblum
absolutely rocked.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah,
and
who's that?
John Lithgow.
Yeah, he played the bad guy, and the RoboCop guy played the hero guy.
Oh, Peter Weller. Yeah.
Peter Weller.
Yeah, I almost said Ernest Borgnine, but that's an old joke.
Yeah, right.
Tried to sing the.
No, the last time I saw Ernest Borgnine, it was on the Steven Spielberg cartoon in 1995. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, wow. That has been a while. You're showing your age, but yeah, you're a child of the 90s or 80s. And that's good. Well, I'm a fan of that movie as well. That'd be a great sequel.
You're so young, Scott.
But thanks, Adam. You know what? I actually think I'm related to this Adam. I think that was my brother-in-law.
Is it?
What?
We're all related to Adam.
Yeah. Somebody...
Oh.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's good.
Son of Adam.
Oh, point goes to Brian.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's talk about our list real quick. I'm just going to mention one. The new Indiana Jones movie. I know they are working on a sequel, but here's my title. You want to hear my title?
Uh-oh.
It should be Indiana Jones and the Condo of Short Round.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awesome. Because,
the condo?
Because he goes back to visit Short Round. Because Harrison Ford's like 78 now, right?
No, he's in his 60s. Oh, he's like 60. He's 60-something.
He looks 78 to me. And so him and Calista Flockhart go over to that Chinese kid's house who hasn't had work in 30 years.
He slides her underneath the door so she can open the door from the inside.
She's like a, what do they call those things you Jimmy or Carlton with? Anyway.
Slim Jim.
Yeah, she's a Slim Jim. Anyway, so that's one of my ideas. But actually, I did have a real one. I think they should do a sequel to Logan's Run. I think that would be cool.
I would like them to redo Logan's Run.
Well, actually, it's
no, seriously,
it's funny.
I thought it was a pretty good premise. I just, the island was supposed to be kind of like that, but I heard that was total crap.
It's funny that you mention that because there's been numerous directors and writers that have actually written new scripts to make a remake of Logan's Run.
Oh, really?
But it's like it always seems to fall through. Like the directors lose interest or the studio's like, nah, and that kind of thing.
Well, Obsidian, do you have anything on your list that jumps out as besides
nasty letters to them again, Andrew?
No.
Besides Future Sport, Obsidian, what would you say would make a good sequel? And it can't have Final Fantasy in it, by damn it. Hello.
Hello.
I was going to say that I wanted to see more Final Fantasy movies, but that's limited my options.
Yeah. Do you have anything in particular?
Yeah, thanks, God.
He wants to see Not Without My Daughter Part 2.
It's been remade 30 times on Lifetime.
Steel Magnolias, too.
Who dies this time?
But anyhow, no. Actually, I was thinking, you know, more than sequels, I would like to see more movies that are like, you know, like The Lord of the Rings, right? The Lord of the Rings, the second movie wasn't precisely a sequel. It was just part of a series of movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more movies like that.
Yeah.
A trilogy?
No, more movies.
Just a continuation of the original story, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, more movies that are part of a series. You go, you watch one movie. The next one is not exactly going to be a sequel, but the movies were actually planned that way.
Are you in the kitchen?
So what you're saying is you want to see more movies that don't really end until the end of the following movie.
So essentially nine-hour movies that are broken up into three parts.
Yeah. Yeah, we like
right.
that.
Essentially what Lord of the Rings is.
Yeah, it's the Peter Jackson filmmaking style.
Yeah.
Where, like, King Kong can be 8.5 hours if you really wanted it to be. And we'd have
and it probably will be when it comes out on DVD.
Son of Kong, baby. That's what I'm waiting for. So wait
well, that's the one where his where Donkey Kong's got to save his daddy.
That's right.
Right. On the cement factory level.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. See, even Scott Fletcher could tell where you were going. He's an old pro. All right. Now, for some reason, Obsidian sounds like he has actually traveled to the kitchen and is yelling to his microphone from there. I don't know what's wrong with your mic, but while you're working on that, Brian, do you have a pick?
Yeah, I have a couple of movies.
Go for it. Tell us what you got.
Smoking the Bandit 5.
Smoking the Bandit. No,
you'd need four.
I really enjoy seeing... I think they really ruined And I think a part three is really what I like to see of Ghostbusters.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If they just screwed part two up so bad, it's just like Ghostbusters part three, this time we do it right.
Well, apparently Dan Aykroyd has written a script.
Yeah, and I've
yeah,
heard...
Yeah, it's been written, but they haven't done it.
Now, I've heard, though, here's the problem with the script, or maybe it's not a problem, but who's the other guy? Who played Egon? What's his name?
Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis.
He's the fat.
He is fat now,
he's
isn't
a big fat guy, and he and Bill Murray have not spoken since Groundhog Day.
Yeah, so the problem with Ramis is, Ramis says he will... they're thinking about directing it, and he'll actually direct it, but the new stars are going to be people like...
younger people.
Oh, yeah, who was going to be? No, there was somebody prominent who was going to be
Jerry
in it.
Stiller, or I mean, not Jerry.
Well, it was going to be. Jerry it was originally. Stiller. It was originally
George's
be,
dad from Seinfeld yeah. was going to be on there.
It originally was going to be Ben Stiller and
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
And I read the same interview where he said Harold Ramis said he contacted Bill Murray. And asked Bill Murray if he would be interested. And Bill Murray said he would be in the movie under one condition only. He wanted to be a ghost in the movie.
That would be
great.
Really?
He wanted to be where Venkman died and is now a ghost.
That would be great.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that is kind
that's
of cool.
That's class, ladies yeah. and gentlemen.
That's yes. interesting because, that is high class. Seriously, I heard that Ramis and Murray were on such outs after Groundhog Day because Murray was acting like such a putz on during the shoot that they
yeah,
haven't
see,
spoken in 10 years.
This recently happened while you were at the poker game last
oh,
night.
Oh, well.
So
wait a minute. So Bill Murray
by
was
the
complaining
way, Mark,
the whole time.
Did you
oh,
win?
Obsidian's back. Yeah, did you win?
Well, last week it wasn't a championship. It was a tournament where you pay in and then you go until you're out of chips. And I got through most of the night, but I ended up with no chips. Tonight we had a cash game, which one you can leave at any time and just cash out. And I did just fine tonight.
Oh, which is why you're here now. Or is why you got here a little
that,
bit late.
Is that just yeah. a very lengthy way of saying that you lost?
I
yeah,
lost
that's
last
basically.
Week. I lost last week. I won this.
You have more chips.
Yeah. Sure. Quit eating all your chips.
I almost doubled my money tonight. So there.
Poker.
Double down, man. Double down.
Well.
Wrong game.
You know, whatever happened to Macaulay Culkin, I was wondering.
I don't know. Have you seen him?
You're supposed
He's
to
ugly.
Be. You're supposed to be working on your ability to burp at will or whatever you're doing.
Ability.
Your ability.
He's a cute kid.
You can't burp either.
Ugh. Okay, Scott. It's getting a little late. Can we start the show?
Oh, thank man. You. I like Scott. Let's keep Scott on all the time.
We're so far off the radar. Yeah, he's awesome. He'll keep us in line, dude. Because we were talking about Brian's next movie, which was...
That's right. Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
We're making nice. A movie.
How do you do a sequel to that, though?
You make more
it's
trouble.
Easy.
You just do.
I mean...
More
yeah.
trouble. How about More Trouble in Big China?
That had one of the best.
China. That's right. And there was actually planning on doing a sequel.
Really?
But it was going to be for a TV series.
Oh.
Or a TV movie.
That had one of the best endings
More
to
More Trouble
a show.
In Little China.
More Trouble.
What's that now?
Well, that had one of the best endings of the show where they go up to, you know, Kim Cattrall's running off and somebody asks Kurt Russell, are you going to kiss the girl? And she's all standing there all alluring and everything. And he goes, nah.
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, she's in the
oh,
show.
Oh, she was a Vulcan in Star Trek and she was a mannequin in that mannequin show that had We Built
and
This
Sex
City.
In the City, she plays a whore.
Yeah, that's right. Go. That's I'm telling you. That's
where, she played herself.
That's where every actor and actress ends up, dude, playing a whore in the end. That's what happens. Dean Cain.
I remember whatever. The time when Angela Lansbury started playing whores.
I love Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote in her thong.
Oh. Oh, my eyes.
My ears, my everything.
Kill it with fire.
All right, Scott Fletcher, do you have any films you think ought to be remade, or not remade, made into sequels?
Right. You know, I have a couple, but most of mine involve some sort of retribution that I wanted to exert on the characters in the first movie.
All right.
So, you know, like Thelma and Louise 2.
Yeah.
It's only about 90 it's only about 90 seconds long, but it's just so that I can see the car explode.
Oh, awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be I wonder if Ridley Scott would be interested. Someone should call him. Finish
oh,
the
man,
damn
I'm
scene.
Sure
what else you got? That would actually be a very funny sort of satire thing somebody could do, but I don't know.
I want to see it next week on my desk.
Yeah. And you want the real Gina Davis to die, right? Because that's how I do.
You know, it's not so much Gina Davis, but it's the other chick.
Oh, I don't like
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Yes.
Yeah, she'll never get redemption from the Shawshank husband she's married. Oh, by the way. Oh, never mind. That's an offshoot. Okay, keep going. Tell us your next
movie?
By
the way, that's a real one that I would want to see. I want to see Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins running a boat. shop down in the wherever.
You know, it would be funny to make, like, really obscure sequels. Call it,
that's right. And we'll call it Coupon Redemption.
They have double coupon Tuesdays for going out on the boat.
That's awesome.
That's right, because they're so old. Awesome. They're senior citizens, and they're collecting bottles on the beach.
So if any big Hollywood bigwigs are listening to this, and I'm sure there are, jump on that idea, dude, because that's a good one. You can even
okay,
have that.
The other one I want.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, the other one isn't so much a retribution one. It's just one because I have a real thing for Julie Andrews when she was younger.
Yeah.
You know, God, she hot. Hot.
And what would that be? SOB. It's not SOB2.
SOB2. There okay. We go.
With Larry
Hagman.
You know,
she was okay in that. I was much more of a Sound of Music guy.
Yeah.
As well you should be. Oh, boy.
Oh. he just has a thing for nuns.
Apparently. So you want to see a sequel to that? Is that what you're talking about?
No, but it's, you know, tying it in with a more modern theme, it would be something about Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a new Mary
Combine
Poppins.
Combine them.
Yeah.
Combine them. I
yes.
All
right. Yes, with Ben Stiller and, you know, Julie Andrews is a little older now. But,
Michael J. Fox.
Yes, Michael J. Fox.
That's right. He can hold the camera.
Oh, speaking of Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
And Dean Cain as Michael Caine.
There you go. Michael Caine played by Dean Cain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they can do Victor Victrola.
And Obsidian sparks right up with the Dean Cain portrayal.
I think that... Well,
of course. You know, that solves all my lagging issues.
I think that Michael J. Fox can be a really good actor. They strap him into one of those Steadicam harnesses.
Oh, that's cruel, man.
And then...
This is not going good.
You are so going to hell.
Exactly. I've got seats for you in hell. And you'll
I have an office job with a window.
Yep.
Oh.
Hey, before I get to Andrew's picks, I wanted to mention a couple of readers' picks. Sasha Pokek? Yeah.
You're making up names.
He was on
is
the
that
show.
The movie or is
no.
that the name?
He was on the he was on the show once. You guys remember that? He went to the QuakeCon? Yeah. Yeah. He says Blade Runner 2.
I read the book.
No, that's under my list of sequels they will guarantee screw up.
Yeah.
If they were to follow the book, the actual second Blade Runner novel that continues the story, it was actually really well done. I was rather impressed because that's like one of my favorite movies. And when I read it, I was like, "This is gonna suck." Yeah. And after I finished reading, I was like, "You know, this would make a really good movie if done right."
Yeah. Well, they could if they did it right. I didn't even know there's a second novel, so maybe there is hope.
There's three novels.
Yeah, a trick. What do you call it? You call it a
He's
trick?
He's drinking.
All right. He also mentioned.
Well, he said that all they would have to do is do it right.
Is the trick. I get it now. I thought he meant hat trick, like there were three books, but don't mind me.
There is
a triptych.
Yeah, triptych. Dune 2 is his other suggestion. I think you'd have to get Sting to reprise his role. and what's his name? Who is the main guy? Kyle
McLaughlin. You can't just go ahead and make Dune 2 because Dune is a series of books. You just have to go with the second book.
Yeah, that's true.
And Patrick Stewart was in that movie too.
Number one. Katsura says Serenity, of course.
Oh yeah,
that's under my list. Yeah, Dunks.
Real ones. Yeah, it says it's such a great movie. I can't get over the fact that they canceled Firefly. Still, he says Ronin and any action movie with Robert De Niro is a good thing. He says Finding Nemo, they should do it. Why not? Why not with Toy Story? Why not with Finding Nemo? And my argument would be, well, they found
he's lost again.
Yeah,
crap.
That stupid fin of his.
Stupid fin.
Damn.
Stupid fish. Damn fish.
That would be too much like Home Alone, and that brings us back to Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he's like 19 now and doing
he's married twice,
doing roids and stuff, or not roids.
He's
like,
married to like some 40-year-old lady.
Tranquilizers and stuff. He's weird.
And that's the kid from Tool Time.
From Tool Time, the Taylor Thomas guy.
Yeah, whatever. He's married to someone.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. 40-year-old woman. Name?
JTT, really? You know you got his posters all over the place, Mark.
Ernest Borgnine, who?
End up being gay.
Yeah, so that's from Katsura. Thanks for that. And Joe from Spokane says, one of the movies that I hope gets a sequel will be Serenity. Hell, if it doesn't even have to be in the theatrical release, maybe the Sci-Fi Channel could put some money into a decent sequel instead of making such fantastic movies as Python, Boa, Mansquito, Manticore. And then he went Boa 2, Python 2, Boa versus Python, etc. He also mentioned that he hates anything with Reese Witherspoon. That was a shout out to his wife, who enjoys him apparently. So, Andrew, give us a couple of names you're thinking should be
some of the movies. I think one of them is supposed to get a sequel, and I hope it's just as good as the original, is Hellboy.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Hellboy, so I hope they do. Another one that I wish would be have a
Absolutely.
Sequel.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of Guillermo del Toro.
And at one time, there was going to be a sequel, was a sequel to the movie The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing.
That's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good video game, too, by
they
the way.
Did the video. Yeah, I played the video game. The video game's very well done. I even have the comic book. There was like a six-issue comic that actually tells the story after the end of the movie, that supposedly Carpenter was going to use the story from the comic to make the second movie.
Oh.
But things kind of fell through, and it kind of just disappeared off the radar.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he got busy with Ghost of Mars.
Yeah,
I know.
I was going to say Vampire or Dracula 2000 or whatever that thing was called. I'm going to put...
Well, that's because Dracula 2000 was Wes Craven, Scott.
Was that Wes Craven?
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Who also lost his touch long ago.
Hey, I heard...
I kind of like Red Eye.
Yeah, Red Eye I heard was good, except Red Eye sometimes reminds me of Sore Bum, but anyway.
Oh, he had a touch?
Well, there's
I wasn't
a,
aware.
I heard they were working on a sequel to Red Eye called Visine.
What the crap? Hey, that's better than you saying Tux Medicated Pads or something. This is what I was thinking.
Wait, I have a movie here.
Wait, hold it. Don't do it yet. We're going to take a break. We're coming right back. When we come back to the program, we'll hear Andrew's movie, that whatever he was talking about. And lots more to talk about. So stay right here, won't you?
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
Everybody's talking about Extra Life Radio. Don't be left out. Make your voice heard at myextralife.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to the program. Andrew is just going to tell us his next movie. Andrew, what's your next movie?
This movie, I meant to email it to you earlier. It's coming out this year, 2006. It's written and directed by Christopher Kane, father of Dean Kane. And in fact, it stars Dean Kane and Dean Kane's sister. And it even stars John Voight and Terrence Stamp. Terrence Stamp, everyone should know, is General Zod.
Kneel before Zod.
Now, the movie is called September Dawn, and I am not lying. This is the actual plot from IMDb. A love story set during a tense encounter between a wagon train of settlers that faces off against a renegade Mormon group.
Renegade Mormon?
That's awesome.
I swear, that's the actual plot from IMDb.
What is Terrence Stamp doing?
I mean, you know you're
that?
In danger when you got renegade Mormons.
Renegade Mormons are pretty scary.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Think about this for a second.
Terrence Stamp as Brigham Young.
Yeah. This is the place. Now kneel before Zod. That is awesome. Did you ever see that movie where he was a transvestite with Agent Smith and...
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I like that movie.
Is what it's called.
Of course, yeah. Andrew can just wrap that off the top of his head.
Okay,
well,
quickly, quick trivia
Mark,
for you, Andrew.
You did let me borrow it.
What does Priscilla, what does Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and The Matrix have in common?
They both have Agent Smith in it.
Oh, wait, I got that wrong. What does
they both have excellent graphics?
Yeah, which
graphics.
You had just said, by the way.
I meant, what was the connection between Memento and The Matrix? I got it wrong, and now I'm all screwed up. So who gives a giant
what's
poo?
His name? The guy from Memento is in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Very
with
good,
Agent
Ooh, Guy
Smith.
Pierce.
Guy Pierce, and that's the worst name ever, by the way.
Yeah,
Guy
what
Pierce.
What do we name our kid? I don't know, Guy.
Guy, how about Pierce? freaking, that sounds like a genital
piercing.
Wouldn't
it just be easier to say that the same skanky woman is in Memento?
we like to give you a testicle piercing, and we call that a Guy Pierce.
There is a worse name. Instead of Guy Pierce, he could have been called Dude Poke. So.
Oh, Andrew, man. Congratulations.
That was awesome. Well. He was
and
saving the gold.
Alas,
silver bullet.
And alas, you've discovered the name that I use when I do the porno voice.
I'm Dude Poke.
Dude Poke. Dude Poke?
I see Dude Poke.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude Poke. I love it. All right. So that's all good. Let's look at one more, couple more.
I have a movie.
Go ahead. Hello?
I'm not going to tell you, though.
And we're out.
I have a movie.
What is it?
Hello?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm back.
The chimpanzees got loose on the cable again.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm back. I'm here. You know, you never ask the Colombian for an opinion.
Yeah, I always do.
But
it just
anyhow,
takes you 10 minutes to say anything.
Yeah,
anyhow, a sequel I would actually like to see, but... Am I going to be able to say this movie or not?
He's still hearing us. The problem is he's getting so much lag. He's hearing us say stuff like 5 minutes later. But go. So let's have a big pause. Obsidian, go
that
ahead and now.
Well, a sequel I would actually like to see, but an actual sequel, not some mix up with another movie or some strange, bizarre thing that they do all the time. I would actually like to see another Alien movie.
Oh yeah.
There's supposedly, rumor has it...
Well, here's Andrew with his freaking well of data.
Rumor has it that...
he really doesn't have a job.
Ridley Scott, that did the original Alien, has been approached by 20th Century Fox to do another Alien movie. And at one point he said he would do it, he would be interested because he enjoyed doing the first movie, but he said he would only basically touch the film... if the script is not like some outrageous
stupid
crap.
Thing. Yeah. And it can't have Sigourney Weaver in her underwear this time because she's too old. That would make us all want to hurl frequently.
Well, see, even though everyone hated it, I actually loved the last one with Sigourney Weaver and Winona Ryder because I liked the idea
I liked
that
it very much too.
They brought her to bring her back to life. They cloned her and it too much of her DNA mixed with the alien DNA. I actually like that storyline, even though everyone else
yeah,
really
I like. No,
hated
I thought
it
was okay. The only thing I didn't really like about it is I don't like how they keep kind of... Well, let me put it this way. I got soured on 3 because 3 was the worst thing you can do in a movie where you have characters you care about. When you go from 2 where the people that survive, you're with them, you're like, okay, cool, the girl's good, Hicks is good, and Sigourney's good. Now they're on their way, and then you open movie 3 with everyone dead but her. That sucks. That sucked.
Yeah.
I hated that show. But so it kind of ruined it for me. But 4, I thought it was kind of interesting. I liked the big weird mixed creature thing that got sucked through the tiny glass hole. That was kind of cool.
Well, see, originally,
right, and I like the hot Sigourney on Winona action.
Oh yeah, did they make out
yeah,
or do
yeah,
anything?
That's true.
Is that where you were, Dude Poke?
You were playing yes. Dude Poke at the time? Okay.
Well, I mean, yes.
Right
Alien
now,
3,
during this scene, I will be Dude yes. Poke.
Alien 3 was better than it originally was. I mean, originally it was going to be the aliens versus giant, like, robotic, cybernetic Care Bears. And then they scrapped that script.
I knew it was
Andrew,
coming.
Andrew, you know, you were doing well. You were doing well with Dude Poke.
You had a high earlier on.
Oh, man. That's like watching a car crash and you can't do anything about it.
But you can't look away.
Yeah, you can't look away, though, either. All right. Well, that's a good suggestion. Actually, I could go for another Alien movie. I'm with you on that, Obsidian. And of course, Andrew seems to know way too much about this. That's good. Fractal Panther says my top choices would be Hudson Hawk 2.
Oh yeah,
why?
Yeah. That movie was awesome.
Good.
Dude,
what were you on when you saw?
Now hold
the
on,
show?
That had Ernest Borgnine in it, didn't it?
No, it
no.
didn't.
Who was that guy? It was Danny Aiello.
I love that.
Yeah,
guy.
Danny Aiello.
Yeah.
Okay. The singing and dancing with Bruce Willis. There's a pair.
Dude, he was so cool. He was so good as Hardigan in Sin City. He freaking rocked in that show.
That movie, it was really good.
Yeah.
There's just something about. It's just like Buckaroo Banzai. Buckaroo Banzai is really, really.
It's a so bad they're good. It's a so bad they're good situation. Yeah. Oh, wow, I got echo.
So do I. We're all getting it. Who's echo?
Who's
doing echo?
Live. You?
From not Columbia.
Me. Not me. Very impressive.
Someone has our speakers on or something.
No, not me.
Must just be you guys. What'd you hit, Scott?
Hey, Wayne.
I don't hear it now.
Oh, it's you.
Well, Scott has the Mac.
No one.
It's the guy who doesn't have the echo.
All right, I'm going to. Yeah, it's you, Brian. It's got to be.
It's not me.
You're the only one that isn't echoing. This is great. Technical difficulties. Don't worry. We'll bring you right here along with us. Here, I'm going to pause.
People for loading and unloading.
Wait, do the kneel before Zod again.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, that's awesome,
dude. You cut him off. You need to let him finish echoing.
No, the problem is, Dude, we're screwed.
So what I mean is.
I'm going to pause this again. Hang on. I'm pausing.
It's the time tunnel.
All right,
it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. What happened?
Scott, are you Santa?
It's gone, dude.
That was fun. You know, it was fun while it lasted.
That was really funny how Obsidian jumps in at the last second.
I'm blaming Brian firmly. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, whatever it was.
Hey, now we're making memories. Yeah. Okay.
Is Brian in here still?
Yeah,
Brian.
In here, Brian?
No.
Oh. Yeah, no.
It's back. Back. All right, I'm pausing.
What the hell? How the crap could it just all of a sudden?
To you live from the Grand Canyon.
Now it's normal again.
Now it's normal.
All right, we're back. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. This is like 10 minutes of like, we're normal. We're not. We're echoing. What the hell? All right.
Mr. Fletcher was having fun.
He was. He was. I liked the Neil Before Zod. We may use that in a future show. He also says Goonies 2 should have one. Sam and Max, the video game. Oh, well, apparently he's sneaking that in. Somebody in Ottawa, Canada. Ottawa? Ontario. Troy Chaplin says this, and Obsidian, you need to verify this. He says that there needs to be a sequel to Final Fantasy Mystic Quest. Is that a movie or a game?
Why can't it be both?
And
yeah.
It's a game. And we're out.
It's a game. Okay, well, then screw that.
Well, as far as I know, there's only two Final Fantasy movies.
Is that right? Well, screw that.
One of them's Final Fantasy, and the other one's called Final Fantasy.
The other one is.
What?
Oh, that's humor, isn't it?
All right, Ferris Bueller's Day Off 2 is Tao Lin's ultimate sequel, so good deal there. That might be cool. Now, let me move to Crappy Movie of the Week, because I don't want to run out of time.
Well, wait a minute, Scott. You know, actually, in the Final Fantasy Spirits Within DVD, you get to see a glimpse of a supposed... Wait a minute. Is that well said? Well,
yeah,
anyway,
supposed
they show you glimpses of a sequel that they were supposed to be making, but never got made.
Really?
And it looks really good, but they never made it. That would be cool.
Jerks right, and it was called Buckaroo Banzai 2.
That's right. Neil
Electric Boogaloo.
Well, it was good enough 15 minutes ago.
You know what? You can always add Electric Boogaloo to any sequel, and it sounds good. I love it. Okay, let's get to Crappy Movie of the Week because it's time. And this perfect show to do this on. What?
I have one last movie that is supposed to be getting a sequel, written and directed by the guy who did the original two. They're doing a new Mad Max movie.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
It's going to be written and directed.
And who's going to act in it?
It's written and directed by Frank Miller, who wrote and directed the first two.
Not Frank Miller.
No, the actual guy from Sin City wrote the scripts for the first movie.
He did?
Yep.
I think you've got that wrong. I think it's something Miller, but it ain't Frank.
Yeah, he gave us, you know, genius stuff like RoboCop.
He also wrote the script for RoboCop, too.
That's true. Well, we'll have to watch for that because I think that would be interesting. Now, let's jump to the crappy movie of the week. That's special effects. This is a movie
that was
called...
Foul. Yeah, it's
pretty foul.
Really,
now, has anyone seen Devil Girl from Mars?
Andrew?
I have the collector's plate.
This film came out in 1954 and says it's about an uptight, leather-clad female alien armed with a ray gun and accompanied by a menacing robot. They come to Earth to collect Earth's men as breeding stock.
Can you be
God,
uptight
how did
and
they get
wear a leather
inside
miniskirt?
My life?
Yeah, how do they find out all about you?
I don't know very
you?
Many uptight people that wear leather skirts.
Yeah, well, she's a little uptight. But anyway, let's hear what they have to say. This is her referring to our puny efforts to wage war on them. Here you go.
No doubt you are having a council of war.
It amuses me to watch your puny efforts.
I just thought that
was
nice. A
Council of War.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. She also talks... Oh, this is good. This guy is trying to get this lady from Mars room and board. So check this out.
Mrs. Jemison, may I introduce your latest guest, Miss Naya. She comes from Mars.
Oh, well, that'll mean another bed. She's come from where?
From Mars.
I love that one.
She's like Mary Queen of Scots.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, big time.
Do you like tea in Mars?
Do you like tea in Mars?
Hello. What's your name again? Zontar, Lord of the People of Zebulon.
Okay, here is a movie specimen. Oh, what's this? Oh, something about a poor specimen. I don't remember, but here you go.
You are a scientist. You are a very poor physical specimen.
A very poor what?
Poor testicle specimen? Hold on. We're going to play it again.
Well, Scott always has to say testicle.
Specimen. Wait, here it is again. Let's try it.
Very poor physical specimen.
Typical?
Very poor physical specimen.
Oh, physical.
Physical?
Very poor physical specimen.
Couldn't they tell her to enunciate?
Yeah, it's like, did they screen anyone before they hired her? Wanted her to say testicle.
She was walking down the street outside the studio. They yanked her in and threw some lines in front of her.
Indeed. This is a film you can buy off of IMDb.com, off Amazon.com. It's called Devil Girl from Mars, came out in 1954. It's available on DVD in both Canada and the United States of America. Everybody in it's British. It's actually a British film, but you cannot get it on DVD or VHS in Britain, which I think is funny. That's either
because
Britain.
Parliament outlawed it.
That's right. That's either Britain or that's the Southern. Format. That's the Confederacy. I can't tell on the little flag there.
Confederacy.
It's either the mother country or a bunch of hicks.
That was bright. Squeal like a pig.
What the crap?
What?
He's got his movie mixed up with his TV show.
You've got your peanut butter in my chocolate.
That's right.
Oh, sorry.
That's there was nobody. Bo and Luke didn't have to squeal like a pig last I checked. But anyway. Anyway, that was directed by David McDonald. Go check it out. Good, good times. All right, we're heading toward the final stretch here. Anything else you guys want to talk about movie-wise that we didn't cover? Anything that we're excited about?
Am I allowed?
I have a request for Mr. Fletcher.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, he almost forgot.
Cincinnati, are
Maybe
you there?
Maybe I'll do it after I
stop. Please turn your radio down.
Poughkeepsie, hello.
Okay, no, really, really. I have a request for Mr. Fletcher. He made me a promise before the podcast, and I am now calling him out to keep his promise.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Before the show, Mr. Fletcher said that he could do the voice impersonation of an obese man.
A fat guy?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, sure. Call him fat if you want to.
Yeah, like obese is such a nicer term.
Yeah, it's a much nicer term. All right, so everyone brace yourself for Scott Fletcher's fat guy.
Yeah, it's not so tough.
We're putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, that's fine. You got to sound a little unhealthy. You got to sound kind of like you're slumping, and you got to sound like your mouth is, your jowls are so multi-layered that you can barely move your jaw.
Like Mark?
Like Mark, yes.
I'm very
okay, yes, that. Extra Life Radio, blah, blah, blah.
Awesome,
see, there's
dude.
Fat. There, I did fat.
You're slobbering like large quantities of sour cream down your front. You're fumbling for the remote, and you find out the remote is actually wedged between your left boob fat and your gut.
That's right.
Yeah, Scott, you need to say that by saying that we sell no wine before it's time, then it'll be perfect.
That's right. We sell before it's time.
We'll sell no wine before it's time.
That's perfect!
That is perfect. Fat, drunk,
good old
and
Orson
old.
Orson Welles, yeah.
Was that Orson Welles?
That was Orson Welles. Echo's back.
You'll pull my
got the echo
gun
back.
From my damn fingers, President. What?
Before we go, Scott, can
yes.
I actually say my pick?
Oh, Mark, we didn't give Mark a movie pick.
The other guy didn't get to do a movie
I forgot.
Picks.
Sorry, go ahead. He's sitting right here, and I forgot.
Selections from the other guy. You know, there's a reason he's the other guy.
There is a very good reason.
Okay. All right, go
ahead. First of all, I'm not a sequel guy. I think that ruins most movies, so there's a couple that I would wish they would
Well, that's
not
pretty
do.
Much it, Mark.
Shut
thank
up.
You.
There's not going to be a Mark 2, yeah.
But besides telling them to please don't do Indiana Jones again and please don't do Rocky again, one thing
too late.
I'm not much
too
of a,
late.
I'm not much of a I'm not a Trekkie by any stretch,
yeah.
But I love every Trek movie and just about every Trek movie that comes out. I want more Trek.
Nerd.
You've seen Star Trek V, right?
I have seen Star Trek V.
Okay.
Yes.
Shatner did a hell of a job there.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a visionary.
Yeah, visionary
that's
director.
Star Trek V.
There's a lot of opportunity with Voyager. With
Wait a minute, Mark.
Enterprise.
Yeah, Enterprise.
I really would like to see Mark.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mark, but you can't just say visionary. I mean, you can't just go ahead and say visionary just like that. You got to feel it. You have to say something like visionary. Mr.
Visionary.
Fletcher, can you help me out here, please?
Visionary.
Mr. Fletcher, please.
Visionary.
There you go. Right. We're official now.
There we go.
All right. Well, this has been a very interesting conversation.
Okay,
I think.
Mark, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark. Do you have something to say? We're going to add to it?
I think it's we might as well just move on.
All right.
Well,
so Mark,
I was going to give a shout out to Mr. Shatner for introducing a style into the voiceover community that really has only been duplicated.
Spock.
Never reproduced.
Yeah, so do us a... can you do a good Shatner, a good Kirk?
Well, I can't do a Shatner, but I can demonstrate for you the style that's been introduced by the Shatner-esque community.
Oh, do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
And I'll read you a little about the show thing from your website, right?
Okay, yeah.
Extra Life Radio has been around for a long time. That's it.
That's true.
That's awesome.
That's most
the
radio guys. Yeah.
Every syllable.
Yeah, yeah. You got to go, bring the guy in the... red shirt. We're running late. I find myself sexually attracted to Spock.
Nice.
Lieutenant Manure, contact the
Lieutenant
Klingon
Manure?
On my backside. I've got Klingons on my port side. Anyway. I don't do a very good Shatner.
We lost him.
Yeah, Scott Fletcher just hung up. But no, this has been a fine broadcast. I personally would like to say here and now, and henceforth and forever, that I would be happy and glad to have Scott Fletcher on any time he sees fit to grace our presence. I think you fit right in with our little crowd of geeks. And
that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so you're welcome back anytime. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, well,
happy, a pleasure, and very honored to be here. I love the show.
Well, thanks, and I hope
the
you
honor
keep...
is all ours, Mr. Fletcher.
No. It's all. It's all mine.
Yes. And with that, let me thank commissioncomic.com's Obsidian from Columbia, Brian from Studio M80, and don't forget to check out elr.studiom80.com and buy stuff, buy a sticker. Mark from No Site at All, and Andrew from A Site I Can't Remember.
Let's not forget Scott, otherwise known as Santa.
That's right.
Oh, I'm supposed to. I just got a message from Brian. He's got technical difficulties that gave him the boot.
Oh.
He told me to imitate his voice. So okay. Here goes. Okay. You're wrong, and here's why.
All right. And with that, we'll fade on out of here. Thank you, everyone, for being here. This has been Extra Life Radio, and that has been our big panel show for Tuesday night. If you'd like to participate in the program, make sure you send us email, myextralife@gmail.com, or visit the website myextralife.com and call the crap line, the vastly underused crap line, at least this week. That number is 206-203-CRAP, and we'll see you guys next time. Walking around this little googly town doing stupid stuff like fishing and digging up fossils and putting new stuff in my house and buying stuff at the store. Unplugged hilarity action.
Hey, Dr. Jones, don't drink with you!
Herschel rocks.
Yeah, you had to practically be on the sun for it to look halfway decent.
That's true, actually. Yeah, we've ironed out our testicle difficulty. And
you got a rash from a guy and we've been teasing Mark?
It was a good one.
And wonder why the hell you spent the bandwidth on what we're going to do.
So you won't think we're so perfect. Thank you, Scott. No, I've missed you.
I'm strung out on the Robitussin.
Andrew from...
Yes?
FreakSmackJiggerWaggyFlibbityDibbity.com. Before we introduce that Mark isn't here.
Word on the street is he actually went down with a group of his friends down to the Pottery Barn and went shopping. Thank you for rubbing in the fact that I can't read.
What a horrible disappointment. ELR, we ruin jokes. I sold it on eBay. Hope they don't hear this. Well played, sir.
Yes, old man Johnson.
Give me back my towel. Give me back my towel. Jessica Alba. If you were a uterus... Hey, your law don't play down there, dog.
But how do you do this in America?
And I'm not even a big Colin Farrell fan. In fact, I kind of hate him. Oh my gosh, you're right. It's Tickle Me Short Round.
The Sega Blender.
Well, no. I mean, it's not that I'm poor like that guy that just called said.
Yeah, keep going.
Am I hearing a radio?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, sorry, I'm playing my PSP. You don't want to where I dropped the stylus one afternoon.
If we were to ever meet Scott in person, he would be like, oh, hi, and instantly look down at a portable gaming.
Yeah, because that would be the perfect opportunity.
In between, you know, American Bandstand and hula hoops or talking about the internet. So, can it be used as a basic, like, day planner kind of thing?
I don't think so, not out of the box.
I thought it had like a calendar.
You need Planner Mario.
It does have...
It's hot. We're out in the desert. Leave me alone. And Stephanie Zimbalist, the girl who, I guess, after doing Spaceballs, fell into a crack of the earth and disappeared until just recently being found.
Most of the world is not lucky enough to live like this, though. Their water does not have a turn on when it turns on when the ons of it on it on. We learned about the water cycle several different ways today. Several, damn it. We learned about the water cycle in several different... Bah! We learned about... In fact, if you break one of these vines, so much water comes out of it that you can't get a good big...
Using an open-ended question gets more information, and you can choose what part of that you are going to stuff up your butthole. You can promote this by asking open and closed questions, varying you...
Damn it.
One or both people may have difficulty participating. Participating? Damn. Both need to be able to read the signs that deeper feelings exist. So it is a good thing for people...
Damn it! To hell in a bucket!
So, it is a good thing for people... Damn it! To... Ah! There will come a time when couples can adjust their relationship and it will be viewed as a positive opportunity. But for a man, in this first conversation, if a woman asks a question about improving it, is important to ask... What? This is written... Oh, my gosh. I am quite sure Todd and Heather are doing this. Neither had felt like dating anyone. Neither had felt... Poop. The communication skills to apply here... Are what? The communication skills to apply are aptly titled Walking the... Oh, for the love of Pete. Another thing you can do to create a firm love attachment is to create your own symbol of... and the use of nicknames or other titles which infer affection and...
Shit!
E-L-R.
Extra Life Radio.